Turn with us to the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. We will begin reading at the 9th verse. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I want to go back into verse 11, and I want to read it once more. And it said, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Verse 12 says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I want to bring emphasis as we're coming upon our month and holiday season where we center it around giving thanks. There are many things that all of us in this place, from the front to the back, could be thankful for. Many blessings that God has given all of us when we look back at our life that we can honestly say, God, thank you for moving. God, thank you for being there. God, I thank you for helping me in my time of need. Lord, I praise you for moving in my time of trouble. Oh, but sometimes we'll get caught up in what we need and the things that we desire and forget how we receive the great things we do and where the help really comes from. All we know is that we need it and we want it, and we don't care how we get it sometimes. As long as we get it, we're satisfied, and we find ourselves not returning unto Jesus like the lepers did and not being thankful for the good things God has done. You'll find a lot of churches with a lot of reason to praise God, but not the desire to. You'll find a lot of people that have all the blessings in the world that justify them to say, I'm thankful. Yet within our heart, we lack the substance and desire to really want to. We have a lot of things that God does for us, and I wonder sometimes where we are in the spectrum of being abased and being exalted. But as we read about this Pharisee, the Pharisee, he started with thanks, but the wrong kind. He was not thanking God for what grace had done for him, but for what he himself had done. He said, I fast twice in the week and I give all that I possess. You see, it was a prayerless prayer. He said a prayer, but he really didn't pray. He was sounding off the things that he had done with his own strength and his own will. But human efforts are just not always do's and don'ts. There has to be something more for us to be caused to be thankful. There's a lot of people that have done things for me that I didn't deserve, and I'm thankful. There's been a lot of times that I was in desperate need. God sent exactly what I stood in need of. I've been sick, and he's healed me. And I've been poor, and he's made me to be fulfilled. I've been in lack, and he's made me to be rich. I've been without peace, and he's came by and spoke to me when I needed it most. My Lord, oh, church, I wish that I could say that some of us have not walked in this place before, but sometimes we take a blessing that God gives us and count it to ourselves that we did something great, and we'll attribute that since we feel good and are going through a good season that obviously we must be doing something right in order for things to be going right. But there's been some times in my life when I've done all I know to do right and everything's still seemingly to go wrong. There's been times I've obeyed God till I literally couldn't draw another breath from speaking all that I knew, and things still seem to be spinning all around me.
And so when those seasons would come, I would become to be ungrateful, if you will. Then when God would try to speak to me, I wouldn't hear him. Then when God would try to move in my prayer, I wouldn't listen to him. Then when he would try to send the preached word to me, I couldn't heed to it. My heart had become cold and indifferent and not able to receive what God had wanted me to have. And I want to just bring something out to you that as you go through this season and this month of recognition of thanks, do we not have enough to be thankful for? Obviously, we know that the answer is yes to this question. God has done more than enough for us. Most of us in here have more than enough to praise him. We could come in here and just praise him for 2-3 hours, not even get to preach, if we really gave honor where it was due. But if we find ourselves not being able to honor another for what they are doing, then you will examine that you have a cold and indifferent spirit. You're not above it. You're not so good that it won't happen to you. You can't do enough good that Satan won't try to come and make you cold. He wants to bring you out in a place of isolation. He wants to take you to a place where you feel like no one understands, that nobody cares, that nobody is concerned about your well-being, so that you, when you receive good things, are ungrateful for the good things you have. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if God did nothing more for me and he never blessed me with another blessing, then I have still enough reason, as long as I live, to come in and be thankful for the things that he is doing. But where we find ourselves, it's not that we are in lack of blessings, but we are in lack of the desire to be thankful. And if we are lacking in the desire to be thankful, we are full of pride and not able to acknowledge that we have to have help sometimes. Some of the greatest prayers I've ever had were not just me alone, but somebody there with me that was concerned about my life, prayed for me and loved me and helped me to take my pride away. Some of the greatest blessings you're missing today are not because of something you don't have, but that you're not willing to be thankful for what you do have. Sometimes the greatest things we possess are already within our ownership and not something that we need to cause us to thank God. If you've ever had to walk through a season without very much, then it's very easy to be thankful and considerate of those that help you. If you have not went through that season yet, it's time that we allow our lives to be lowered. There's some times where we have to open up our heart, Brother Austin, and acknowledge the things that God is already doing before we can walk through a place where we can be thankful for what he is going to do. Let's read in verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What would cause somebody not to be able to look you in the eye? What would cause somebody to want to smote themselves, to hit themselves? I'm telling you, I've been there. There's been some times that I'd hurt people so much that I was frustrated with the fact that I should have changed but didn't. Aggravated. Not able just to simply say I'm sorry. Not able just to simply move on from something that God equipped me to win. If we really acknowledged how we really are, and we open up the closet of our life for people to see, you wouldn't be able to look them in the eye and be honest and say that you're good. If we all opened up all the faults that we've committed in our life, and we look at all the times we came short, we would never feel like that we were good enough to lift our eyes unto heaven. If we thought about all the times that we've hurt people, all the times we disobeyed God and hurt people because we didn't help them, then we would be smoting ourselves in shame and wondering what it is that needs to be different. But Lord God, I know with all that's in me that I am learning that if I will use the access that God has given me through the Holy Spirit, then my shame can then be turned into praise, and my guilt can then be forgiven and lifted up into peace and joy. God does not want you to walk around guilty, feeling unworthy to obey him, feeling unworthy to do what you are called to do. He doesn't want you to feel like that there are enough people to make you feel bad about yourself to not step out and be who you are in God. He does not want you to walk in suffering. He doesn't want you to feel like like that you don't have a place. He doesn't want you to feel like that you don't have an opportunity, but he is giving you the blessings daily so that you're able to return unto humbleness, so that when the time comes for somebody else to see how we really reach God, we don't brag of ourselves and we don't act like we have it all together and we don't act like that we're perfect and we don't pretend that everything's okay and we don't hide behind the mask of normal living of life and we don't hide behind Facebook and make everybody think we're perfect. We don't just post perfect pictures on Instagram and make people think everything's wonderful, but we acknowledge the part of us that came short in the shame that would cause us to not even lift our eyes into heaven, but we all of a sudden have access through the sacrifice of Jesus to say, God, forgive me for my shortcomings. Help me to return into a place of humbleness that I'm not caught up in the things I don't have, but I'll be thankful for the things that I do have. God, help me to see the glass half full. Lord, help me to see the glass half full. Help me to be thankful for those that care about me instead of looking at all the ones that don't. Help me to be thankful for the 20 or 30 that are showing up to church. I'm thankful for God's moving and his loving power that gives us strength that we're not able to say that we're a failure.
I made a list of things that should cause us to be thankful. God's love and his mercy, his compassion and his peace, his faithfulness and his patience, his kindness and his benevolence, his long-suffering and his joy that he gives us. The perseverance to put up with us through the whole thing, and the persistence to believe that we're able to believe in him. The gladness that he gives us when we finally come through a victory, and the willingness to believe that we're able to overcome, an eagerness to see us every time that we ever say that we're going to make up our mind that he's willing to draw nigh to those that will draw nigh unto him. The leadership of his spirit that never leaves us without an answer. Man, I feel the presence of God, the blood of Jesus Christ that he gave us, that all the sins that defined who we were are now forgiven and has changed us to be creatures anew. Old things are passed away. The forgiveness that it took and the sacrifice that was brought forth that was able to atone for all of our mistakes that we would be ashamed of to admit, that we'd be ashamed of to ever acknowledge. Oh, we are gone into heaven and we're not entering into hell. We should be able to be thankful that we live life eternally, that our soul will never die, that we'll enter into a land where there is no sickness or no sorrow. No darkness will enter into that place. I thank God for salvation. It's the whole reason that there are churches everywhere that you go. I thank God for the blessings that he has not neglected me. He has delivered every single time that I've ever needed him. You're going to have to just get out of my way. I'm starting to feel the power of God. I thank him that he didn't let me go every time I wanted to let go of him. I thank him that when I was in my darkest hour that he didn't see me as too far gone. I thank him that when I was sick in body that he saw something fit to be healed. I thank God for the baptism. I went down a sinner, and by his grace, I came up a winner. I'm no longer the man I once was. Hallelujah. The devil tries to beat me up every day that I live because I'm doing a work that nobody wants to do. It's easy to say that God loves you, but it's hard to say that we've got to learn to be abased when we get to a place where we think that we've got what we need to do it all. Samson suffered that lesson. He thought he was powerful enough to overcome. He could shake himself one more time and the power left him, because we as human have weakness. The hair on his head signified that there was a possibility of that which he had to come short in his life. Paul put it like this, that we all sin and come short of the glory of God, but that doesn't mean we're not going to get there nonetheless. I want to be like the publican that makes it not about religion, not about the institution of religion, and not the drive and determination to indoctrinate people to think they're never good enough. I'm here to tell you that you are. By the blood of Christ, you are a worthy, fit vessel for his work. There might be some people that can sing wonderfully, But just because they have a greater talent doesn't mean that you don't both possess the same anointing to reach the lost and dying world. For when we get caught up in the talents and the gifts and the sound of it, instead of the impact through it can have in the anointing, then we're basing it on the same prayer that the Pharisee was praying. He said that I fast and I put in all I have, so you can do what you think will appeal to people. But unless it's by the truth of the Spirit, it won't be of impact to anybody. So I would will to God that if we've got to get rid of all the music to finally sing a song that will reach people, I'm all for it. If we've got to get to a place where we close our eyes to where we can praise the Lord, I say give us blindfolds so we'll stop looking at all the people around us to where we can be thankful for the things we have.